They were trapped underwater. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Search crews recover two bodies of the six construction workers who fell victim to the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore said the task amid tragedy is simple.
We need to bring a sense of closure and comfort to the families.
Not long after divers went in the water Wednesday, State Police Commandant Roland Butler said fears became real when a red pickup truck was found.
Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Four other victims, searchers believe, are encased in the concrete rubble underwater, not safe for divers to reach those bodies. So now this moves to a salvage operation to clear debris from the water. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former Senator Joe Lieberman died Wednesday at 82 after complications from a fall. He was the first Jewish vice presidential nominee of a major party and was known for an independent streak that eventually led him to leave the Democratic Party. Hunter Biden's attorney tries to get a judge in Los Angeles to toss out the tax evasion case against the president's son.
Abby Lowell, Hunter Biden's lead attorney, told Judge Mark Scarsi the, quote, one penetrating fact of this case is that after 5 years of investigating, then U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who is now special counsel, believed a plea agreement was appropriate. Weiss and his office drafted one. It was announced last June. Lowell says then David Weiss changed his tune after bowing to public and political pressure, ripping up the plea deal last July and reneging on a promise that was made. Hunter Biden waived his appearance, but he lives here in Los Angeles. This is why he was charged here.
Fox's David Spunt. And the S&P 500 closes at a record high, putting it on its path for its best yearly start since 2019. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
No winner in the Powerball jackpot, so it climbs to at least $935 million for Saturday. Meantime, the winner of the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot has 1 year to claim the prize. The ShopRite liquor store in New Jersey got $30,000 for selling that ticket. The company says it'll give the money to local charities to fight hunger. Disney and allies of Florida Governor DeSantis reach a settlement.
The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District reaches agreements with Disney, ending lawsuits over development of Disney-owned land at Disney World. Paul Huck is the board's attorney.
Disney stipulates that the development agreement and the restrictive covenants shall be considered null and void.
The board sued when Disney arranged for the previous district in charge of the land, one essentially appointed by Disney, granted the corporation long-lasting development authority. The new board was created in order to remove Disney's political autonomy when it promised to publicly lean on Florida lawmakers to overturn the state's parental rights and education law. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And scientists say the Earth is spinning faster.
The Earth's rotation around its axis has been speeding up ever so slightly for the last few years. According to the journal Nature, world clocks will have to be adjusted to account for it. Sometime, likely in the next 5 years, they will subtract a second from the world clock. They're calling it a negative leap second. It's not without a precedent, as 27 times between 1972 and 2016, scientists had to add a leap second to account for the Earth spinning more slowly. A second may not seem like much, but in 2012, the addition of a leap second caused problems for computer systems, including at a major airline. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
And crude oil futures higher at this hour, trading at $81.69 a barrel. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.